Have you been pitched a variable annuity by your advisor? Then you're not going to want to miss episode number 61 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about variable annuities, or what I call the wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, the reason that I refer to variable annuities as a wolf in sheep's clothing is because you think you're getting the benefits of an annuity, but underneath the surface, there are some things that are potentially dangerous that most people, including the advisors that sell them, really don't understand. And a really good way to get educated on what a variable annuity is and how it works is to download my free report, The Truth About Variable Annuities. So let's just start with some variable annuity basics. They are a security product, which means they are linked directly to stocks and bonds and mutual funds. They come in different classes, class A, B, C, D, I, and X. They're extremely complicated to understand, which is why I'm not going to get into all the different classes in this episode here. Extremely high fees in these things. Average is about 3.5%. And you can 100% lose your principal inside of a variable annuity due to market volatility. The guaranteed income is normally much lower than other income annuities. And some variable annuities will only allow for a single life income payout. The reason that's a problem is because, obviously, if you're married and the variable annuity is in your spouse's name and that spouse passes away, all that income goes away. And if all the death benefit has been eaten up by the extremely high fees and by losses in the subaccounts, the remaining spouse could end up with nothing. Now, if I'm being honest, there used to be some really good variable annuities that were offered. But what happened was a lot of these companies overpromised. Now, they were still on the hook for those benefits that they promised in the contract. But most of those variable annuities, actually all the really good ones, are gone. And there's even some companies like Transamerica and Prudential who have just flat out gotten out of the variable annuity business altogether. So what does that tell you about them? So in this episode, I'm going to do some comparisons of what's available in the variable annuity market versus what's available in the fixed indexed annuity market. Now, the name of this particular variable annuity, this product, is not important at this time. But what I did was I went into CanEx, which is basically the industry standard for running comparisons, and just found the highest payout available for any variable annuity on the market. So let's just look at our case study here, which is basically just a 65-year-old couple using $100,000 premium, and they're looking for guaranteed lifetime income. Now, there were a couple other options available, meaning you could have a higher starting income, which would not be guaranteed to stay at that level for the rest of their lives. Or you could have a level guaranteed income, which was much lower starting, and then the possibility of that income increasing over time. Now, CanEx gave us a couple options as far as a zero return scenario, which is highly unlikely, but then a bad scenario, a moderate scenario, and then a good scenario. So I just picked the moderate scenario, which came out to be a return of 5.15% over a 30-year period. Not bad. So we looked at two different case studies here. If this couple started the income immediately using both options, or if they deferred it for 5 years and then picked an option of either a higher starting income or just a level guaranteed income that would never drop in the future. So let's start with the immediate income of the higher level. So that starting income for the 65-year-old couple with $100,000 had an $8,100 per year starting income, which is really good. It's an 8.1% payout rate for a 65-year-old couple. In year two, using that moderate scenario, with about a 5% growth component, the income increased to $8,277 per year, or roughly $8,300. Here's the scary thing, though. The income actually dropped in year 13 down to $3,300 per year and then never rebounded. That's a problem. But you might think to yourself, okay, even with a 5.15% return, that account value should last until age 100 to sustain that higher income. So what the heck happened here? The fees happen because, again, variable annuities are known for having very high fees in them. So the way this particular annuity broke down was they had an annual administration fee of $35. Okay, not a big deal, but why? It had a mortality and expense fee of 1.65%. The income rider fee was 1.15%. And then depending on what fund you chose for your sub-accounts, determined the fee you would pay for that. And it was all the way down to 0.53%, all the way up to 1.1%, depending on the chosen fund. So that's an average of about, so total fees in this annuity, 3.6% per year. That's what drained the account value so fast and caused the income to be significantly cut by over 50%. So total income that they would have received from this annuity, again, not with the worst case scenario, not with the best case scenario, a middle of the road scenario, which could probably be expected. Total income from this annuity at age 95, $163,000 total. And again, that is not guaranteed. So let's look at the same annuity, but they took the lower starting income to make sure it would never drop. Starting guaranteed income was $5,600 per year. Year two, because of that growth component, it actually went up to about $5,900 and then it stayed level forever. Total income at age 95, $176,000. Okay, better. But again, not guaranteed because we were still using that moderate scenario for the growth component. So let's compare that to what would be available to the same 65-year-old couple if they went with a fixed indexed annuity that had a guaranteed income rider. Starting guaranteed income, $7,100. Total income at age 95, $213,000. And again, that is guaranteed. Total fee for that income rider, 1.3%. So the total difference between the immediate variable annuity, again, with the best outcome, was age 95, $176,000 total income from the variable annuity, and almost $198,000 from the fixed indexed annuity. That's over 12% more income on a guaranteed basis. So let's take the same scenario, only now this couple is going to defer the income for 5 years until age 70. The variable annuity that had the higher starting payout, starting income was just over $11,000. Again, not guaranteed, based on 5% growth. However, again, just like in that original scenario, the income dropped by more than half to about $4,400 at the age 81. At age 95 for this couple, $185,000. The variable annuity that gave them the lower starting payout but was guaranteed to never go below that, starting income, $7,900. And even with a 5% growth rate and a 5% deferral, it never went higher than that. Total income at age 95, almost $198,000. So again, better than taking the higher income up front and then having a drastic reduction down the road, but still not guaranteed. So the same scenario, if that couple used a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider and deferred it for 5 years, starting income, $11,325, guaranteed, no questions asked, no magic that has to happen in the indexing or anything like that. Guaranteed, it's going to happen. It's contractual. Total income at age 95, just over $283,000. So the total difference between the best case scenario with the variable annuity versus the fixed indexed annuity was $197,800 from the variable annuity at age 95, $283,000 from the fixed indexed annuity on a guaranteed basis, which comes out to 43% more income. So everyone, I hope this information helps and that you found it interesting, because I sure do. Because once you actually start running these numbers, you start to realize the stark differences of what's available to you in the marketplace if you're working with an independent advisor. And if you have a variable annuity or you've been recommended one by your current advisor, please reach out to me to get a second opinion on what is available for you. The best way to reach me is to go to atlasannuity.com, which takes you directly to my calendar page, where you can book a time to have a short phone call and get your questions answered. And again, don't forget to download my Truth About Variable Annuities report by going to the show notes, and there should be a link in there, or you can go to the website, atlasannuity.com. So everybody, again, if you're liking the content that we're putting out, do us a favor, subscribe and like the podcast and the YouTube channel. Share the information with someone that you think can benefit from it. And again, we always appreciate you joining us. Again, this is Marty Becker, coming to you with episode number 61 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategies should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.